Anyone who's ever attended a local sports event knows that Philadelphians love their beer. But as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, what's less well understood is the considerable impact that Philadelphia brewers had on the social and economic development of the city during the 1800s.
Proof of this can be found at West Laurel Hill Cemetery in Lower Merion, where the biggest mausoleums belong to 19th century Philadelphia brewers. Although the names of these men are all but forgotten today, they were major commercial and community leaders in Victorian Philadelphia, according to Williams College history professor Michael J. Lewis.
Around these breweries, almost all of which were run by Germans, grew up large communities of workers' housing, social institutions, banks, and other associated buildings, which made these neighborhoods coherent groupings of German culture.
Philadelphia's growing German population and the pure water from its artesian wells made the city a beer lover's paradise. At the start of the 20th century, the city was home to nearly 100 breweries, but this seemingly idyllic world evaporated between 1910 and 1920, when it was hit by the double whammy of anti-German sentiment during World War I and the economic devastation of Prohibition.
They lose their social prestige with the beginning of World War I, and then they lose their economic basis with Prohibition at the end of World War I. So in the scheme of Philadelphia history, it's a very short reign of power these brewers enjoy.
While Philadelphia may have far fewer breweries today than at its peak, it's still possible to enjoy a pint of the good stuff, made by popular local brewers who continue to contribute to the flavorful history of Philadelphia as a beer drinker's paradise.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.